The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Hey, every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Director.
Good morning, Steve Crump. How are we doing today?
No sunshine this morning, but it's still nice out.
We'll take it. We've been waiting for this. I talked about it all week, and all my landscapers are saying, Thursday's going to rain. I can't get the sod. I'm like, it's 20% chance Thursday. So it did rain later, but we did get a little, I don't know if you did, where your house is, maybe there was a little shower came through Wednesday night that only hit y'all, Devon Shower, where Brenda lives, our house. And that was a quarter of an inch. That was pretty good.
We got
it. Started.
And apparently yesterday we had more rain than I thought we had.
We did, because I looked at my gate. I said I'm going to leave it all in there after Wednesday. I dumped that out, but since, I guess, Thursday night, yesterday, I've got an inch and a half of rain in my gauge. So.
Just don't watch Charlotte TV, because I tell you we're 20 inches short.
But. Well, we're still short of rain for sure, but that was great. And if you have a garden, isn't it amazing what the plants do when you can water them all you want with the hose, but they look like you can stand out there and watch the leaves grow. I mean,
they will. I mean, you look at my yard that fescue in. It has jumped.
Yeah, my zucchini plants have like doubled in size since the.
It was brown. Now it's got green all over.
Yeah, that's right. Zoe's waking up. Well, like that warm temperature we've got. It was hot this week.
Yeah. It was warm yesterday. It's warm today.
Well, it's 60-something. It feels good today.
Yeah, for us amateurs, though, the rain, I mean, I had this weekend circled for months. Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to get out and redo the flower beds and put down new weed block. And we got a little washed out.
Well, why can't you, man?
Got a little rain delay.
It's not going to hurt anything to get out there in the rain.
Yeah, might get out there. And rain, put some water shoes on.
Don't be like the Ivor Rockhillion and go, oh, it's raining, we can't do this. That's when we go out.
I'm an amateur.
It feels like you're blaming me for bringing the weather from Oregon.
Who's that voice?
Yeah. How about this stranger?
Everyone's eyes on me.
Who's that voice?
This blast from the past.
We'll bring you back more often.
I was just happy to hear Steve got a shower. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in Devonshire got a shower.
Yeah.
But that's, you want to introduce?
Yeah.
Let me, this gentleman.
I brought my lovely wife with me, and
she here?
She is over there hiding away. And then Tony, my brother-in-law, is back in town for a little over a month, and came to see my granddaughter graduate high school and his mom's birthday, and
86.
Spent some time with us. So they wanted to come along today. We're going to do a little sibling adventure today, going to the mall.
Maybe we can call Matt for bail money if we need it.
To the mall.
Going to the mall. That's kind of a lost art, but we're going to try to recreate it.
No.
We're going to South Park Mall, so we got to behave.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Like
you can't hide money.
Yeah, you can't. It's up there. And then we're going to go to a record store and some other things, too.
Nice.
So maybe we're going to go over here to the farmer's market and see if they're out there. I was going to go today just to ride by, and I don't know, but sometimes they're out there when it's raining, sometimes not, but we're going to go.
They usually are.
Check. Man. So it's not raining right now, so.
Yeah, I got a question for you. What does a 45 record sell for nowadays?
Oh, it depends, I guess.
Are they even selling?
I mean, it depends, but it's not unreasonable.
Could be $5 to $10, maybe. Or
a little more than what you paid, Steve, back in the day, maybe.
I remember mine was
59 cents for a couple of them.
Yeah, right.
Mine was 89 cents at Sky City.
Oh, jeez.
I got some of those, too.
Yeah.
Boy, don't get rid of them.
I lived in Asheville. Scott City was everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then now the albums, wow. Now they run you now. They could be $20 to $50
absolutely.
For an album. Like,
yeah.
But
it's made a
I might need to rethink all of this.
I'll maybe go get your turntable.
I'll go give them away.
Yeah.
I got one that's broken. I don't know what it fixed, but it played 78, 33, oh, yeah. 45. Yeah.
At the three options.
And I got the 78 albums.
Yeah. You still have the little yellow centerpiece that you pop in?
Yeah. With a little band that turns the turntable.
Yeah.
Disintegrate.
Yeah. No good.
I can't find anybody to work on it.
I've got a shirt that has that picture of that thing you put in there. It's really cool. So if you don't know what that is, then you're not old enough to remember.
That's right.
Whatever it's called.
You know? What do they put on down to make a fit?
I don't know. Yeah. They have a little thing in the turntable that picks up and turns. And
that's right.
Yeah, that holds instead of a... Had it hard back in the day. Had to use that thing. Whatever that thing's called.
I know.
I had the original Fred Flintstone album.
That's what everybody's been waiting to hear.
Yeah,
Rock Hill.
That's going to play it at the break.
He's the one that has it. Yes. I knew somebody had it.
I got it standing.
What is on that thing? I need to see that.
What is he saying?
I'm old.
Does Pebbles sing a solo?
Mm-hmm.
Bam Bam. I bet Bam Bam has a drum
Bam
solo.
Bam Bam and Pebbles were around back then.
We've been kind of staying on topic this year, but I feel like we just really.
It's a memorial
rabbit hole. It is a holiday.
Memorial Day special.
And that's Carolina Fresh is closed today and Monday, so don't go out there today. I don't have to go to work. I have my good tennis shoes on.
I'm
all clean.
A Saturday off.
A Saturday out. What are we doing?
If you cast a resolve, you should be working.
Yeah, well, they wore us out this whole week, so I think everybody's a little bit tired. Everybody's glad to see the rain.
Yes.
And I am, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
And we're back to the Gorgeous Beach. Okay, well, I was supposed to be on topic.
Well, we were rude in the first segment because we didn't introduce. Your wife is here also, we didn't say anything.
My wife is always here.
Yeah, your guardian's here.
No, she's my driver.
Tommy brought you one time. He said he had enough. I don't think he just turned it back over to Rhonda.
The church.
Yeah. So Rhonda did want to announce something about their church today. The Terza ARP, right? out by going toward past Newport.
She'll have to come over here.
They have all, yeah, Pet Village. Here we go again. Pet Village is always a thing, but they have all kind of fun things going on out there all the time. So Rhonda's going to tell us about what's going on.
We got a car show going on. We're going to have all kind of model cars, old antique cars. You'll probably enjoy all that. And we've got a barbecue that's $12 a plate, and it goes for a fundraiser for someone that was hurt in a real bad accident. And we welcome everybody to come and enjoy some barbecue and car show.
$12 a pound, dude.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm hungry.
Right. What a voice.
South Park or barbecue? I don't know, man.
They used to, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah, they do a lot of good things out there at church. You have a lot of activities. You have that thing in the fall. And I remember I was going camping with some guys one year. We popped in there and got a bunch of casseroles and cakes. Boy, we was eating right.
That's,
and church women can cook.
Supposed to be cooking your own thing and camping out, but heck with that.
That's Tours of Fest for the last 50 years. Yeah. That has been
it raised a lot of
first
money.
First Saturday in November.
Yeah, y'all had some pro wrestling out there one time.
Mm-hmm. What?
Tours of Mania, yeah.
Yeah, Tours of Mania.
The Mangler.
A couple of years.
Lee Teal wrestle out there. What was his name? Rip Taylor? Rip Tyler? Yeah.
Rip Tyler. Lee Teal, who's been in the nursery business forever, had a big nursery where Riverwalk School is now. He moved out Eastview Road, where Mark Hammer used to have his nursery out behind.
It's actually Gordon Road.
Yeah, Eastview Baptist Church. So
the church faces Eastview, he faces Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon Road. That's right, yeah.
He's going into palm trees.
Yeah, palm trees. He has a lot of palm trees. If you need some, go out there and see him. But this man used to wrestle, Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, and he was with another partner of his. It was two playing the role of two brothers, but he was Rip Tyler was his name. So.
Okay, I was about to say, there's a big difference between Rip Tyler and Rip Taylor.
Yeah. That's right.
If you throw that in your Google machine, you'll see who that is.
Rip Tyler. Anyways, he let Dusty Rhodes beat up on him and things like that. I don't think he ever rose to prominence, but he was done. So it's kind of funny.
Well, they were best.
Yeah. He's a good dude, man.
They had best on.
Palm trees, especially. Go out there and see Lee. I might have to get him to be a sponsor next year for the show. He'd be a good one to have. So
would.
You are talking about staying on topic, and our topic this week was about pruning, which I know you know a lot about. You're a nursery person, especially you and Steve and all the people that you trained. There's a lot of different kind of pruning. The kind that I used to do when I had the lawn care business is I didn't have time to mess around, so we had shaping them in a circle, square, or whatever, and we were raking it up, moving on. But that's not really the proper way to prune.
You did slash burn.
Yeah.
We kind of brought hand pruning back to York County. Mm. Nobody did it back today. We had probably 250 customers where we hand pruned our yard every year. It would take 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's a whole year then if you got 250 people.
But ideally, if they hand pruned it properly, people would even realize it's been cut.
That's right, yeah. You wouldn't even know. So you go down inside the bush and cut and do things like that. So
I actually had people call, y'all were supposed to prune my yard as they finished it up this morning. No, I said, go out and look. They called back. Yeah, it's been done.
But that's the highest compliment you can get for that, because you were actually doing your job and it made it look natural instead of sawed off, I guess.
Tommy always said the worst thing in the world were shears.
Their
shears, because they just, they didn't cut, they tore.
Yeah.
And a lot of brown spots.
What happens when it tears a branch like that? Can it cause disease?
You get all kinds of fungus and everything else through the torn edges.
Yeah.
But
And it's important to have your whatever you're using. If you don't have time to do the hand pruning or using the other, we need to make sure they're sharp. Like we talk about this with lawnmower blades and right. all kind of stuff. So.
That's a good one.
That's a good rainy day thing to do. Yeah. Or go out to your store and go out to a store, not Carolina Fresh today, but somewhere else, and find you a sharp pruner.
He knows I don't like that, but right. he's bringing it up all oh, yeah. day.
What's that about me being off today?
Yeah. Yep.
You need to have clothes today.
Retired, man. Don't worry about it. Just go home and take your nap.
We'll be back to the garden speech.
Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees. Whistling tunes that you know and love so.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
They're Ooh. Happy Ooh. Today.
Yes, I love a rainy night. We had, since this was the traditional end of our 100 days of H, or my boss calls it prosperity. We went out last night to Slow Play Brewing, took all the staff out, and some of his stragglers ended up at my house last night, and we sat on a screened-in porch, and it was just so beautiful.
Thunder and lightning.
Rain hitting the trees, and cool breeze.
I meet people to do the evolving screened-in porch.
Yeah.
Can you pass me the aspirin, David?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Send a car.
Yeah, I noticed y'all all rolled in eating hash browns and breakfast burritos this morning.
Hash browns like a sponge.
Hangover cure.
Yeah. Hash browns like a sponge in there.
Thanks for not saying anything, Matt.
Looking for some Gatorades.
Right.
He is a little red in the face.
Hey, thank you.
That was great.
That's a suntan, Steve. people that actually work.
At your age, it's good for you.
Lord, yeah, we did have a good time, and we've had an awesome spring. Well, thank everybody that come out and help us, all our dedicated landscapers, and it has been a busy week. The week before, it kind of had gotten a little—I don't know, just a little—I wouldn't say slow, but just off. I thought, but this week was not.
Well, yeah, I do have to get us back on track with the the pruning.
All right.
So it's okay to, I know you're supposed to prune in the fall or get everything shaped up. No,
nah.
Steve's shaking his head. No, what's the deal?
Probably the best time is in the winter.
In the winter, yeah. Okay.
We talked about it one show before. Yeah. But
well, certain plants are different though. Yeah. Like azaleas and stuff, you don't want to prune them in the winter.
My roses are just out of control. I mean, what do I need to do now?
You need to prune them, but selective. Yeah. they prune.
Yeah.
What am I selecting?
Blooms.
Cut all the roses.
Now, roses do, a lot of people are scared to prune roses, but they do like getting pruned. It's healthy to
you prune them, they put on more roses.
Yeah, put on more roses. So just can't just, when you see these beautiful roses in a grocery store and flower shops, they don't just let them grow. They go in there and do some meticulous pruning.
Yeah, because it's to the point my American flag is getting kind of hung up on the thorn every once in a while.
And there's different kind of roses, too, so.
You need to bring it down, then.
Yeah.
All right, we'll bring
we have
it
a
down.
Question. I have a question over here.
We have a caller.
Well, I read somewhere about pruning your, what are those things, not the magnolias, the ones that are around your little golf green that come out once a year.
Oh, the
hostas?
Azaleas, thank you. Azaleas. For no help from anyone. So, the azaleas, it's my understanding you don't prune them this time of year because they're rebuilding their buds. Is that true, sir?
No, they're still blooming.
Yeah. You prune them after they bloom is when
you got till about mid to July somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe in August, 40-tip blooms the next year.
Okay. Yeah.
Cabillas are the same way that bloom in the spring. You got a window there.
Okay.
You got a 5 or 6 month window, maybe?
We talked about
something
this
like that. Now, if you get azaleas that cut them in the wintertime, you cut all the blooms off.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So you can do that, but you just know you're not going to have any flowers.
Yeah.
Because we do hard pruning in the wintertime, usually February, March, right before spring. You don't want to go through the whole winter and cold weather with no foliage.
And you don't want to have any shrub or tree touching your house. That's not a good thing. You need to make sure that if you have to do some drastic pruning, that's fine, but that's not. One problem is you probably shouldn't have planted it there, maybe. That's one. So, but it's not good for things to be touching your house. Ain't that right, Teresa? That's right. But magnolias are gone.
Teresa thought drastic pruning was when she's in the hot tub too long.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony.
We'll talk about it later.
This will be a fun day with this dude.
Yeah. He came all the way from California.
What time is Terza Fest?
10 o'clock.
I'll go out there.
10 o'clock.
So, pruning all kinds of trees. Can be pruned limbs. When's the best time for that? I mean,
that's kind of a tough one to say. I like pruning them in the wintertime.
Okay,
you can see the structure of leaves don't hide from you, but it's hard to find the wood in the wintertime.
Yeah,
it all looks the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, in the summertime, you got I almost like where the city's got several trees at the tops of. But you can't see them except when leaves are out. So,
and anytime you see a dead spot, like in a bush, or you probably should prune that back and
get it out.
It could expand to the whole tree or bush or anything. So
to answer your question, you can justifiably prune all year long.
Yeah, just like we have a planting 365 day planting. You can also prune if you need to, but just be aware of what kind of plant you have, when the blooms are going to come.
That's usually my number one question. For 43 years, when's the best time to plant?
That's right. Whenever you loved it.
Whenever you get time.
That's right. Whenever I have the right shrub here for you to buy.
We plant it year-round.
But that's a good thing. I mean, very good. 10:30 barbecue at Terza ARP. It's going to be 10:30 this morning. Make your way out there.
Get you some.
They might or might not at the car show.
People don't bring good cars out when it's raining.
No, it's cold for rain. They won't bring that $100,000 bus.
Barbecue all over the seats.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
I have a question. What about the
hydrangeas? All right. We're going to do it. We'll answer that question when we come right back. So here's a question about hydrangea pruning. So be right back.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day, every day.
We had a question from your lovely wife about hydrangea pruning.
She's worried about her hydrangeas.
Yeah, she is. That's why she wants to know. Is it time to prune it?
No.
No, we need to wait.
It's barely got any leaves on the deer, won't leave it alone.
Oh, okay. Wow. But
we know how you feel about deer.
There's nothing wrong with mass execution.
I'm glad to see you're consistent.
I actually had some deer come up in my yard the past week, and they ate. I had beautiful pansies in a pot. They just mowed the things down, and I could tell where they walked. That's in my little garden where I planted some corn. It's coming up very good.
Well, we were at a thing Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You and I, David and Teresa, and about 400 people out there being just as loud as possible, and a deer just wandered up amongst us.
A little baby buck.
Yeah.
His name's Gary, evidently. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He hangs out at the camp, evidently.
Yeah.
Well, wherever the baby is, Bob's not going to be too far away.
Well, evidently, he'll come up to you, and it's like you want to be petted, but he's looking for food. If you don't have any food, he's like, I'm out of here. Teresa tried to pet him. But did you? But then he took off.
Yes. We had a guy tell us about the motion-activated sprinklers that work for deer.
Yeah. I never even thought about that.
I didn't either.
You put a sprinkler out there, and then deer comes up, motion-activated, boom, hits him, he takes off running. So no harm, no foul.
Be fun to watch.
No electricity and stuff like that. But
Right.
But the deer have been here a long time. I know they come out to my parents' house and eat some of their flowers and stuff, but I think my dad said it was like four or five in his yard one night.
We get four or five every time.
But I live in the city. They're down there right in my cul-de-sac and behind the house sometimes. Right.
Well, the back part of ours, my cousin joins up, and he's got motion detectors.
Okay.
And we got deer from TKK over there.
What? Swam across
the lake.
Wow.
And the way they know it, they tag them when they sterilize them. And they got the tags on the ears.
Well, that's another wrap, old man.
Yes, it's that time. We'll see you next week on the radio.
Thanks for having us.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.